Welcome to How to Teach a Language, a workshop for one-on-one language teachers podcast. This is a podcast for those of you who teach a language one-on-one, in person, or using one of those platforms that enable you to teach online. In this podcast, I'm going to help you become an informed, reflective, and effective language teacher by sharing with you how to teach a language based on my knowledge from the studies and literature from the field of second language acquisition, the field that studies every aspect of how we learn a language, and from my own experience as a language instructor and as a language learner myself. So let's get started. Hi, everybody. How are you doing? This is Joel Zárate. Welcome to How to Teach a Language, a podcast for those of you who are language teachers and especially teaching one-on-one to students all over the world. Today, I want to share a resource with you. This is a podcast to help you become a better language teacher by sharing what I know about language teaching and also resources that can help you understand the studies, the literature, the resources to help you be informed and be able to apply your knowledge to creating more effective and engaging materials. So today I want to share one of the best resources out there for you to understand everything about language teaching. I am actually really impressed that this resource is free, that you can access it. You don't have to subscribe to anything. You don't have to pay anything to access these resources. And it is an amazing course that you can go to and learn about language teaching, about teaching speaking, writing, listening, reading, vocabulary, grammar, pragmatics, culture, and also to understand the language learner, to understand the students, and technology, how to use technology, and other things that actually don't apply to us because they have classroom management and assessment. So when you're teaching one-on-one, when you're teaching someone who just wants to speak the language, wants to appreciate the culture and be able to communicate, we don't need classroom management or assessments to give them a grade. So those are the only two modules that you don't need. But this resource is from the University of Texas at Austin. It is actually one of the top universities in terms of foreign language teaching. And in the language department, they put together this course that you can go and explore for free, where they provide all these modules where you can learn not just about the research and about what the professors can tell you about speaking, writing, grammar, but you can also see presentations from professors who are also experts in language teaching and learning, who are presenting how to apply strategies, how to apply the knowledge from the field of second language acquisition to beginner teachers. So you'll see in these videos the professor teaching actual beginner teachers how to better teach grammar, how to better teach speaking, how to better teach pragmatics, and so forth. So you see an interaction between the professor, who is the expert, like Professor Rafael Salaberry, who is one of the experts in grammar, and he talks about grammar. He discusses with the beginner teachers ideas on teaching grammar, and he also presents several strategies that they can apply, that you can also adopt when you see the video and then you learn about the benefit or why you should apply these type of strategies when you're teaching your students. So this is a great resource that provides plenty of information. For example, there is also a module for technology where Professor Orlando Kelm presents how to use technology. And Professor Kelm is kind of famous because he had a podcast called Tafaladu. It's a podcast where he's teaching Portuguese. And I remember that in this podcast, he had two guests from Brazil. And together, they would analyze small portions of Portuguese in order for them to be able to teach you something about the language, either a grammatical property or a pronunciation property or interaction in Brazil. So Professor Kelm is presenting this module on technology in this wonderful website from the University of Texas at Austin, and you should check it out. I am going to leave it on the show notes so that you can go and explore the different modules. And hopefully with the information that I have shared with you so far with all the earlier episodes of this podcast, you can go and watch the modules and read the different segments that you can find within each module to help you understand what we know about language teaching and language learning, and also the strategies that they share with you and the discussion they have about coming up with other strategies together in these presentations. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I'm going to have the link to this website, to this wonderful resource from the University of Texas at Austin that can really, really help you get a very good foundation on how to become a better language teacher and how to apply your knowledge and how to create your materials that can definitely lead your student to be able to speak the language fluently. All right, I hope you like this resource, and I hope that I can record another episode soon and share another topic from the field of second language acquisition to help you become an informed, effective, and reflective language teacher. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I'll see you very soon. Hasta pronto. All right, that is all for this episode. If you want to explore my other podcast for Spanish learners, you can find the links to my other podcast and my website on the show notes. If you like this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts on your iPhone, iPad, or on iTunes. You can also give us 5 stars on Spotify. If you are using a different app, and if the podcast app that you are using allows you to rate the podcast, please rate the podcast to help the podcast grow. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you on the next episode. See you later. Adios.